Okay, we go short words. Miguel Zester for Perm Tavshin Pebez. I'll learn Shmein Chosu Furshon for Esetil Basariat Sipor Kamir Shab and Reza. Besor Shachai Shom Pesham throughout the world. Sometimes you get to Perm, Miguel Zester, and Perm's a busy day. We know it's a day filled of mitzvahs, but we can't forget that it's a day filled of Torah. And sometimes you need to have short vortlach. So hopefully this shmooze will be able to give people, someone needs a short vort to be able to enhance your suda when you're giving over Mishlach Moros, making a phone call to a grandparent. Hopefully this can enhance the day of Purim. The first idea comes to us from the Sas Emes. Rav Weinberger Shlita loves to say this. We know we're called Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is, Yisrael is 541. If you take Eish out of Yisrael, you take the fire out of Yisrael, 541 minus 301, Eish, you're left with a Malek, you're left with 240. Says the Sas Emes, you take a fire out of a Yid. You take the fire out of our learning, out of our davening, out of our chesed, you're left with a Malek. Look at the Eish Kodesh, Parsha Zachar. He quotes from the Kudrat Zermagin, the Marvish Shemesh, the Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech, Lashon Kriyas Rashi brings down, Bekaro, the Megillah says. Their whole Avoda, Haman's Amalek's whole Avoda. There's no Davin, learn. But don't do it with a passion. Don't do it with a brand. Don't do it with a fire. And our job is to be able to light our neshamas on fire, to make sure that the entire year we're on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every Shabbos, every minute, to do our best. Yes, obviously, there's ruts of a show of their time, there are times that we're not feeling it, but we try to really hit that, our Eish inside of us, and if we lose that Eish, then Chas V'Shalom, we're left with a Malik. Beautiful idea of Nasas Emes and the Eish Kodesh, looking at Parsha Zohar, I believe it's year Tav Shin. The second idea says from the Gra, Ahirim Echashverosh. So you know, in the days of Achashverosh, so the Gemara says, Vayihi, Vayihi Bimei, Vayihi, Vayihi is Lashon Sar. You ever think about it? Why is Vayihi Lashon Sar? Vayihi, Vayihi is Lashon Sar. Anytime it says the word Vayihi, and it will be Lashon Sar, Vayihi is Lashon Simcha. Vayihi is a quote of verse Simcha. Says the Vilna Gaon, quoted the Mishka Mitzal, an incredible idea. He says, the Vayihi is the Lashon of Tsar, because what is the, it's all about the Vav. The Vav, Yehi, by its without the Vav, is it will be. Vayihi makes it past. I'm not so good at TikTok. But Yehi is, it will be. Vayihi makes it in the past tense, Lashon Avar. But Haya is past. Vehaya means it will be. You use your past, Haya, and then you put the Vav. You make it into your future. You use your past to help you with your future. That is Lashon Simcha. When a Jew is able to take their past, when a Jew is able to take their past sins, and their past mess-ups, and mishaps, and challenges, and darkness, and chaos, and make it part of who they are. Making it, right? The Gemara says in Bracha, Sudaf Lamed, that Baal Tshuva is on our level than a tzaddik. That is what it's all about. Vayihi, it's all about where you put the vav. Vayihi goes from future to past. You're not really using it. You're not using it from your future to past. It doesn't work. Vahaya, vahaya, you used your past. Vahaya, now using it for your future. That's Lashon Simcha. An incredible idea from the Vilna Gaon explained by the Mishka Mitzal. The third idea comes to us from Rabbi Amnesty Kluger. I love this idea. I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. So the Pasuk says in the beginning of Miguel Zeser, Perek Alf, Pasuk Ches, Lasos Kirtzon Ish V'Ish, at the Sudas of Achashverosh, there are men giving out, everyone got whatever they wanted, every man, every single man. The Gemara in Megillah says on Daf Yod Beis, who is this Ish V'Ish? Ish V'Ish, Ish Zem Mordechai, Va'ish Zeh Haman. Ish refers to Mordechai, right? Ish Yehudi, it's Mordechai, Va'ish is Haman. Says Rav Kluger, an incredible idea. Ish, we know, stands for Ein Shum Yeish, a Jew never gives up. What's Haman's and what's a Malik's main a focus for a Jew is to give up. A Malik Kamach is Safik brought down by the early Rishonim, early Sram HaGadoshim. A Malik's to doubt ourselves, to doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Inirai Malik attacked us because it said in Parshas Beshalach, what did we say? We question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Mikar Ben Elayin, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us? As soon as we doubt it, that's when a Malik attacked us. Ish is Mordechai. Ein Shem Yesh, a Jew never gives up. Haman is Va'ish. What is Va'ish? Osios Yeish. A Jew gives up. A Jew can give up. But we know we paskin like Abai, Rava and Abai, the Gemara of Mitzia, the Mishnah of Mitzia. Yeish lo midas, says Abai. Yeish is shalom midas, says the Kutzker. It can't be part of our repertoire. It can't be part of our dictionary. Yeish is shalom midas. It's not part of who we are. A Jew never gives up. A Jew never gives up on themselves, never gives up on the Rabbonu Shalom, never gives up on their family, never gives up on their Tamidim, never gives up on their children. I love that idea from Rav Kluger, and I love that idea that he tells from the Kutzker. Yeish is shalom midas. The fourth idea from the Shvi'i Pinchas. So we're finally introduced to Mordechai. Ishi Hudi, Ishi Mini. Perek Beis Mishneh, Perek Beis Pasuk Hei. Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini. So the Gemara, Ish Yehudi is from Ish from Yehuda and Binyamin, from Ish Yemini, beautiful. But says the Shvi'i Pinchas from the Sfas Emes, Yer Tav Reish Mem Ches, we can actually understand in a different, deeper way. Says the Sfas Emes is that Mordechai had the Koyach HaDibur and the Koyach HaShtika. When it came to Mordechai to step up, He's the Yehudi. He had to be able to talk. Yehuda's Lashon of Leah, right? Yehuda had the Hapam Adas Hashem. Leah says, I'm going to thank Hashem now. But then Ish Yemini, he had the Binyamin, he had the ability to tell Esther to stay quiet. That comes from the Midah of Shtika. You had to have this balance, says the Shvi'i Pinchas, according to Sasemis. You had to have this balance, when to speak up, and when to be Ish Yemini, when to stay quiet, when to have the Koch Hashtika. I love that idea. Look at it inside from the Sasemis, the Shvi'i Pinchas. Right, son, is Megillas Esther, Mam Yerdalad, and the Sasemis Tafresh Mem Ches. The fifth idea, I love this idea. Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, my wife's cousin, told me this. Joseph told me this a few years back. From Yonatan Eibshitz. You know, the Mishnah tells us the Pirkei Avos. The end of Perek Beis, we know the whole story, Big Son of Teresh. So we know, Atomer Esther Melch B'Shem Mordechai, that Mordechai heard what happened, well, their plot again to kill Achshverosh, and he told Esther, and Esther told the king the name of Mordechai. Says Rav Yonatan Eibshitz. Look at the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It says one of the last thing. Maybe Tamar Homer Davar B'Shem Omer. Maybe Gula Liolim. When you quote something in someone's name, it brings the Gula closer. How does it bring someone closer? Because you quoted Mirzav saying it Dvar Torah, it brings the Gula closer. What's going on over here? Says of Yonatan Eibshitz. What's the reason the Gemara Yuma tells us Testament Beis that the reason why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam? When someone gives credit where credit is due, what are you showing? You're showing tremendous Ahavas Yisrael. You're showing you want to give credit where credit is due. Mordechai wanted Esther to get the credit. And Esther wanted Mordechai to get the credit. Each one of them wanted each other to get the credit. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this is what it's all about. Maybe Gula Li'olam. When you have people getting along and you have a Koyach of Achdus, maybe Gula Li'olam. When you quote something in someone's name, that in itself shows that you realize and you sincerely want to give credit where credit is due. Tremendous Achdus. What an incredible idea from the Rav Yonatan Eibshitz. And that's the whole idea that from the Manos Halevi, this will be 5b. Manos Halevi, Shlomo Alkavit says, the Leich Chinos is called Hidam Amufuzer Mefurad. He realized, Haman, he realized that they don't have Achdus, they're separated, they're scattered, they don't care about each other, we can trample them, we can get them. And Esther says, Leich Chinos is called Hidam. Go gather the Jews together, we need the Koch of Achdus. That's the whole Indian of Purim. The whole Indian of Purim is to be Achdus. You can't have Simcha unless you care about the Simcha of others. That's the Rama by Hilchos Yom Tov. The sixth idea we said, we're going to say, is also from the Sasemis. But this is the Sasemis in your Tuf Reish Nun Gimel. Mordechai said, Pasuk says, Mordechai lo yichrev lo yishtachave. He wouldn't bow down and he won't. He won't bow down and he wouldn't prashe himself. The Pashup Shad is that he should have said, Mordechai lo kara, Mordechai lo yishtachave. What's this Lashon Asid? Lashon Asid has a Sasemis. Ki l'olam l'chodor nimsa b'chai so ish sadik shalo yichre. That Mordechai was giving, infusing within the Jewish DNA. He was infusing with the Jews in 2022 to be able to have the Mordechai status, to have the Mordechai ability to be able to stand up for what's good and to stand up for what's evil, to stand up for what's tov and to stand against what's ra. To stand up, Mordechai lo yichra lo yishtach, but Mordechai put inside every single Jew, says Asamas, the ability to fight off tumult, to be able to find Kedusha, to find Tahara. What an incredible idea from the Asamas, Tav Resh Nun Gimel. The seventh idea. Seventh idea, I love this idea for Huttner. You have to see it inside. But in Maimer Inyan Yod Aleph, you know, we know that the Arizal tells us, the Zohar tells us, Yom Kippur, and Purim is Yom Kippur, a day like Purim. Yom Kippur, says the Pachad Yitzchak, is all focused on the past. All about Charata, one of the Rambam says, you have to feel bad. One of the four steps of truth, you have to feel bad. What's the Inyan of Purim? The Inyan of Purim is not to look past, but it's to look forward. Kimu v'kibu, kiblu mashu kiblu kfar. You re-accepted what you already took upon yourself. You re-accepted what you did already. The whole Inyan of Yom Kippur, says Rav Pachad Yitzchak, and Purim, they're all one side of the coin. Yom Kippur is all about the past and feeling bittul and feeling charata. But says the Pachad Yitzchak, Purim is all about the future. It's about thinking, how am I going to get better? How am I going to... Shnekibah, like your kibah, like kibah, you're re-accepting yourself. Reaffirming yourself in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's military. Love that. Look at the Futner, Maimer Yodaf, and Pachad Yitzchak. The eighth idea. The eighth idea we're going to say is from the Kiddushas Levi. And he says very interestingly, when Mordechai doesn't bow, Perek Gimel Pazik Beis Tavav, it says, Ki higil ahem asher Yehudi, ha'ivez be'inav l'shach yad b'mordechai levadu. Word got back, the reason Mordechai wasn't bowing to him is because he was Jewish. But it says, the Kiddushas Levi, Haman already knew that he wasn't Jewish. What's going on over here? Says the, you have to look into the psukim a little bit deeper. Why did it say right before that the kihigil hamasher yehudi? Why did it say right before in pasuk beis in pasuk gimel involved? It says what does the pasuk say? Kitziva lo amalach. It told everyone to bow. What does it imply? That there's certain people didn't have to bow. Mordechai was part of the government. Mordechai didn't have to bow, but Mordechai wanted to tell Haman, to tell him, we know the reason I'm not bound to you. I'm not bowing down to you because some doofus, because Achashverosh told me I didn't have to bow down. I'm not bowing down to you because I'm a Yid and I only bow down to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Mordechai wanted to make that very crystal clear. The reason why he wasn't bound to him wasn't because the Nava Melech Achashverosh told me he had a Ptur, he had an exemption, he had a pink slip. No, no, no. The reason why he bowed down to him, because he was a Yid, and he was a Jew and a proud, and he sings it out loud. Oh, isn't that what Purim is all about? To make sure, look at Rabbi Goldberg's article from this past week, that you want to know the best way to fight anti-Semitism is to double down on being proud Yid, and to be proud Jews, to be on fire Jews. Love this idea from the Kedushas Levi, the Drushim, the Purim. Look at it, it's incredible. The first piece on Purim, unbelievable. Idea number 9. Idea number 9, I saw the beautiful idea from Rabbi Feiner in his Haggadah. Rabbi Avi Feiner. So he brings a beautiful remez from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, great, the Rav of Eretz Yisrael. And he says a beautiful remez by Mishloach Manos. So you know, the whole point of Mishloach Manos is one of the reasons Mishloach Manos is to want it to bring the Suda, have food for the Suda. But the other reasons, I think, brought down in the Truma Sedeshin is to be able to, you should be able to bring love. Sorry, it's the Manos Halevi, to be able to make sure to show friendship. Show friendship. Ish l're'eyo, Mishloach Manos, ish l're'eyo, ish is gematria 311, l're'eyo is also 311. What's the message? Says Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, why is it gematria? This is to convey the idea that in a sense we are all equal, and in the same way that we are all necessary components of this great unified nation class, we are an Am Echad, not an Am Aforad, which is the whole Indian, what we said in the Monos Levi before, the whole Indian of Purim is able to be Lech Kenosos Kol Yehudim, able to bring together, be together. Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyo is that we are one, we are together. And so the result brought down by the Magen Avraham. Well, before a Jew daven is supposed to take upon himself the mitzvah after Chmocha. Why? Why? Rav Shor and all his friends say, because before we daven to our Tata, before we daven do anything, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, how do you care for each other? Do you care for each other? Do you love each other? Are you being respectful and patient and kind and caring to each other? Or are you looking down? Or are we learning, living as Rabbi Nachman Yidin, Reish Pei Beis, always looking for the good within you, even if they're far off, always looking for the good, always looking for the pint of the Yid within anything and everyone. The 10th and final idea we'll say for this segment of short ideas and for Purim Tavshin Pei Beis, you got to end off with this Eish Kodesh. Eish Kodesh, Purim Tavshin. How are you supposed to be able to inspire Jews? The Warsaw Ghetto, they lost everything. So he quotes him and he starts off saying, Yom Kippur, the Zohar tells us, Purim is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. And he says, you know, Yom Kippur, sometimes we don't want to fast. But you ever meet a Jew who doesn't fast Yom Kippur? Of course not. Whether you want it or not, you fast Yom Kippur. So too, says Eish Kodesh, we have to single. You have to remember who he's talking to. He's telling Yidden, we have to do our best to be able to find any etch in every scrape of Simcha. And it might be hard. It might be hard to be joyous, but nevertheless, we have to do our best. Every year in Purim, there's such a Yitzhar that everything has to go this way and has to go this way, my way, my way. And many people get upset. Our job is to be able to make sure to be menuchas nefesh, to be besimcha, to find any reason to be besimcha in Purim, to not let the Yitzhar get inside of us, but to enjoy Purim, to make sure that the Kabbalah of Torah Purim, that the Ahava Purim, the Achdus of Purim comes to us, and be able to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that the Eish Kodesh can make sure to be besimcha in the Warsaw Ghetto, with the Jewish blood spilling through the walls and spilling through the streets of the Warsaw Ghetto. Hamar Shemar, so can we be besimcha? Maybe the suit didn't go our way, maybe there's something that happened with our kids, maybe something didn't go our way, but yet, it's Yom HaSimcha, it's a day of Mishnah HaSimcha, to make sure to be HaSimcha, to do our best, says the Eish Kodesh, to do our best. Whether or not, like it or not, you fast Yom Kippur, so too we have to like it or not, or to be HaSimcha on Purim as well. Let's review these 10 ideas. We said the first idea from the Sassemis, where Weinberger said, you take Eish out of Yisrael, you're left with 240, you can't take a fire out of it, then you're left with a Malik. Look at the Eish Kodesh, Parsha Zachar. The second idea, the Gra says, Vayihi Lashon Tzar, Vayihi Lashon Simcha, why? Because Vayihaya, Yahaya is past, Vayihaya make it for the future. If you use your past, that and use it for your past, you use your mistakes, and that's Lashon Simcha, you'll be able to use your past to help you become a better person. Rav Kluger says, the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Al Ches, Sazos Kertot, Ish V'Ish, the Gemara Megillah tells us, Adaf Yubez, Ish Zehoman, Ish Zeh Mordechai, Ish Yehudi is Mordechai, Va'ish Zehoman. Ish stands for Ein Shem Yesh. Mordechai never gives up. A Jew never gives up. Haman is Va'ish. Va'ish is Osius Yesh. Gives up. Haman, Amalek Amashia Sofik. Get to doubt ourselves. The whole reason Amalek attacked us, Parsha B'Shalach, because we doubted he is a Kadosh Baruch amongst us. Our Jew is Yesh Shlomidas. Yesh is Shlomidas, because the Kotzker. He can't be part of our dictionary. He can't be part of our thought process. The fourth idea from the Shrita Pinchas, quoting the Sasemis, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemuni. Mordechai had this Koyach, and Esther had this Koyach too. Whether it be Ish Yehudi, it was the Koyach of Leah, to be able to talk, to think, to use your power of speech, or Ishimini, to be quiet, to be like Rachel, to hide the secret, to be like Esther, you have to have that balance of Koach HaDibur and Koach HaShtika. The fifth idea from Yonasan Aipschitz, Misha tells us the Pekarovas, Ha'amar Davar B'Shem Avram, maybe Gula Oilam, and you quote something in someone's name, you bring Gula to the world, to one of the 48 ways of the Kana of the Torah. Why? Because Esther told the king in the name of Mordechai, big son Tarash. That really is, says Yonasan Aipschitz, yes. Because what was the Gemara in Yom HaTav 9b, your testament base tells us, the reason the Misha is short, because we didn't have proper, you had Senas Chinam. Mordechai wanted Esther to get credit. Esther wanted Mordechai to get credit. Each one got each other get the credit. That's Avas Yisrael. That's the first five ideas. The last five ideas, starting on idea number six. Mordechai lo yichal lo yishtachava. Tafresh Nen Gimel says Asan Semes. It should have Lashon Asid. Yes. Mordechai was putting inside each and every single one of our DNA to be strong in 22, to be able to be strong in our Muna, to be strong in our Kedusha, to be strong in our Torah. Mordechai lo yichal lo yishtachava. Then every single generation there will be a Mordechai, there'll be an Esther to be strong for their Yiddishkeit. The seventh idea we said from a partner, where Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur focuses on the past, the Charata, the Rambam. It's all about tshuva, but we're focusing on our past. But the tshuva of Purim is kimu v'kimu mashikibu kfar. Gemara and Shabbos Pechas says we accepted in the past, but we're reaccepting it for the future. Reaccepting for the future. Where the Sasema says the tshuva meira is Elul and Tishrei, but Adar and Nisan is a tshuva me'ahava. You see this balance of Yom Kippur and Purim, but Purim is all future focused. The eighth idea we said from the Kedusha Slevi, Ki Higilahem Asher Yehudi. What's going on? Ki Kein Tziva Lo Melech. Mordechai had an exemption, says the Kedusha Slevi. So why is he telling me he's a Yid? He had an exemption, but that's not the reason why he went back. He wanted to tell Haman, you want to know the reason I'm not bowing down to you? It's because I'm a Yid. And that's why not. That's why God Haman so crap. So such a crass move in a bad mood, because he says, oh, if it's one thing he's bound down because I'm sure told him, he's not bound down because I'm a Yid, because he's a Yid, can't have that. Ninth idea was said, Reos Chaim Zon Zon Vamish Meshach Menos Ish L'Reo Ish L'Reo Ish is 3:11 L'Reo is 3:11. When a Jew finally feels like they're equal to each other, that's Am Echad. That's the whole Indian of Purim. Am Afuzer Mefurat Haman says, but Leich Konos Kol Yehudim says Amanos Olevi. The whole Koyach of Achdus is what brought the Gula. Finally, the final idea that the Ish Kodesh. Ish Kodesh tells us Purim is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Zohar tells us, is like Purim is like, Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. Says the Ish Kodesh, how's it supposed to inspire Yidden to be happy? It says Yom Kippur, we don't want to fast, we still fast anyway, so too on Purim. Even if we don't live in Simcha, we have to find any and every reason to be Besimcha. Maybe things don't go our way, but nevertheless, we have to find every and every way in our generation, in our Purim, to make sure to be Besimcha. We should be Zochah Baz Hashem to take these ideas and to be able to make sure to be able to use the day of Torah, to use the day of Purim, the day of Purim, to be of Kabbalah the Torah. As Gemara and Shabbos tells us, a Peches, the day of Kabbalah the Torah. And Baz Hashem is Baruch, when we re-accept the Torah out of love, out of Ahava, once again, we'll be Zochah to be standing in Yerushalayim and Kodesh, feeling Kodesh Baruch Hu Zav, Mashiach Zakin, Remir, Remain, Remain, Afreilichin, happy Purim Sameach Tov.